Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello, it's Garbled Twistery, and it is time. The time has come. We've arrived at our predetermined destination, election number 3, 1796. Okay, I know what you're thinking. What was so special about 1796?
It's just an election.
Well, not only was it the very first time where there were official parties on the books that hated each other, it was also the first and last time where the winners of the capital P and the VP were from different party scenes. So yeah, let's get going. As I said before, this story starts with a quote from Jorge Washington. Quote,
I'm not doing this again. Nope. Nuh-uh. There's too much baby mama drama in this government diorama.
Unquote. Cue the chaos. Everybody was trying to get some skin in the president game, and you got the Federalists versus the Democratic Republicanies, a rival you probably know well by now from our inside look at all the candidates. And also, this election, like the ones before it, follows the winner-takes-prez, runner-up-takes-kind-of-prez set of election rules. And if there's a tie, the House of Reps does a mini-election and so on and so forth. So, what were these campaigns like? Well, while they weren't intense in their organization and tactics, they were super intense in their sentiment. What do I mean? Well, it was very, French. Still confused? Well, the Federalist campaign was all like, quote,
look at those freaking Democratic hoodlums. Look away for one second, and they're gonna be setting dumpster fires and putting their fingers in your birthday cake, just like what's happening in France right now, unquote.
And the other side was like, quote,
look at those feds with their vintage Oreo cookies and their ridiculous hairdos. Didn't we just fight a war against pish-posh monarch people? Open your eyes.
Unquote. And they were also trying to pin the blame on Johnny Adams for the shenanigans that Alexander Hammy-Tammy was trying to pull. The Federalists were dishing it out, too. They read Tommy Jefferson to filth, pointing out that he's a draft dodger. And on top of that, he didn't fear the wrath of God like a good Christian. They also thought Tommy Jefferson liked baguettes too much, like the French ambassador literally yelled at the Federalists and endorsed Tommy Jefferson in front of everybody. Oh, what was that? Our very first instance of election meddling? I think so. But I repeat, even though all this hullabaloo was happening, most of the candidates weren't out there deliberately harassing people with phone calls. That's just low, you know? But still, both parties were trying to manipulate the situation, and it's very hard to coordinate stuff without electricity, so this completely jumbled up the results. And also, there were electors just casting some freaking wild votes, okay? There was a guy who voted for both Johnny A and Tommy J. People were out here voting for Jorge Clinton and Jorge Washington, who both explicitly said they weren't trying to run. It was a hot mess, okay? Add Alexander Hammy-Tammy's attempted shenanigans and all this buffoonery leads to Johnny Adams winning the Iron Throne by literally one vote, and Tommy Jefferson winning runner-up 3 votes behind the guy. Interestingly enough, Tommy Pickaninny had enough votes where if New England didn't catch on to Alexander Hammy-Tammy's crazy election meddling scheme and voted for Pickaninny, Tommy Pickaninny would have been our second president. Yeah, history be cray like that. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, how Sonic Fox is the new Chris G, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Next time, we start the next series of in-between election episodes, and for 1797, we're going to talk about some crazy, crazy real estate scam whammy that caused some economic insanity. I hope you're ready.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
with their vintage Oreo cookies and their ridiculous hairdos.